Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America. 98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
Ooh, it's a little cold out there, isn't it? Whoa. Well, it is December. I know we had this discussion on Monday. It's supposed to be cold in December, right? Come on. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Let's Talk. Scott Giese with you, and I'm looking through our big window, and I see our buddy, the Ironhead Jeff Byers, is just entering the entrance. He's running a shade late. Hey, that happens sometimes, right? Hope you have a terrific Wednesday, a lot better than 24 hours ago. Come on, let's admit it, right? Be careful out there. Roads are fine. I mean, unless, you know, if it's a farm lane or a very rural road that didn't get a lot of service yesterday. Watch out for parking lots today, all right? So if you're out and about already or you're going to be out and about, watch out for parking lots. They can be rather icy. I know the parking lot here at our studio in Science Park Road, a little icy. As I was walking in from my car, there was just one spot. Whoa! I had to kind of catch myself. And I saw you tiptoeing. I saw this guy tiptoeing him to the entry through the parking lot. I'm like, okay, don't fall down. Don't fall down. Okay. Please don't fall down because we have a lot to cover here on the show today. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's see. Do I got everything on? We're going to do the ceremonial chair switch.
All right. If you're a new listener, you've never caught this before. This is a big event. We have to do this every now and then.
Not just when it's icy. Hey, that works. Okay. So, welcome to a Wednesday show. Nice of you to make it.
Yeah, I thought I'd show up at some point.
What did you do?
Sorry about that. No, it was just a morning. No good excuses, but yeah, just a morning.
Just a morning. All right. All right, well, folks, we do have an open line show again today. What the heck? Because we've got 8 million things to talk about, and we know that you do as well. All right, so 814-954-7266.
You have a few more. I only had 7,642,016.
No, I've got 8 million.
Items, so I got to get caught up. I'm missing a few there.
Folks, we have enough material to talk till this afternoon. Now, we're not going to bore you.
Baby.
We stop at 10 o'clock. All right, so there we go. So if you want to join in, that's your opportunity, like between now and 10 o'clock. All right, 814-954-7266. So you survived the big storm yesterday?
Well, barely.
Barely.
I can also neither confirm nor deny. I've been asked to not publicly acknowledge the discussions I am having with Pat Kraft, but
they're extending your wrestling announcer contract.
I'm just saying, I may be pretty excited. Nittany Nation, I hope you rally behind me here, kids.
Okay, wow.
It's national championship or bust, I say.
For your team?
My team.
I doubt it's going to bust. Not your team, not going to bust.
National championship, here we come.
I don't think so. So, see, you should be doing like a lot of these coaches around the country, like the BYU. You coach.
I have had my agent reach out to our manager.
And do an extension of your wrestling announcer.
Do you want to keep me? The problem is management's like, well, no, go ahead and take it. And, well, no, that wasn't the response I was trying to get.
That's not it.
This backfired big time. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, man. I use that term loosely.
Very loosely, obviously.
That hurts.
For one member or the other, I'll let you guys sort that out.
There you go.
So I'm non-committal. Yeah, that's a that's a very political answer. Well, I know we're not in full-blown panic, or at least I'm not, but I'm starting to lean that way. We start losing the chance to get a coach that we thought might help us with George Mason, who's in a league with Bald Eagle Area and Bellefonte. I think we're in serious trouble here. I'm at this point, Jeff, honestly believe this is going to have to be I think, a defensive or an offensive coordinator out of the pros.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Ironhead? Defensive or offensive coordinator? Well, Brian Hartline's name keeps popping up from time to time.
Yeah.
All right, now he's a coordinator for Ohio State. Most of the other guys that I've seen are head coaches on this ever-growing list.
Yes.
So there we go.
I don't know how accurate the list may or may not be either.
I just so, caller, you're seriously in panic mode right now.
Well, not fully
getting
panic,
close.
But I'm thinking, number one, I think we have to be certain that this is not Terry Smith, or it would have been announced either right after or before the Rutgers game.
That would seem, that would seem to be the case to me. I don't know why, if he was at least what you're... primary option was now. It doesn't make any sense to be holding off on that announcement at this point.
Well, we've got reasonable, solid wrestling coach. I'm saying this reasonably because you never know these days. And a wrestling announcer, and also I understand you're in charge of wrestling recruiting. But you know, I think we're in pretty solid footing there. Scott, what are you doing? Like during spring drills.
Trust me, I'm a football coach, but the other football, the one with a round ball. Soccer is more my sport. I've coached soccer at the youth level, so could I coach soccer? Now, Penn State, interestingly enough, has an opening for their men's head soccer coach position.
I didn't even necessarily want to go here, guys, but you're forcing my hand a little bit, and I feel like I need to reveal an important component here of my candidacy.
Yeah.
Of all of the coaches that we're talking about that are out there, none of them have the winning percentage I do at all levels of football.
Really?
I have never coached a team to a loss. I am 5-0 in my all-time coaching career.
When did the 5 happen?
Actually, hold on.
Wait.
I'm thinking back. I am actually 6-0.
So
6-0.
Oh,
now, 5 of those wins.
Yeah, ring the bell there.
Came in the 7-under flag football league.
Okay.
And the other was as an honorary coach in the Easter Bowl, which was a charity game back in the day, and our team did emerge victorious, and I was an honorary coach of, so I'm actually 6-0 all time. So in other words, if you want Penn State to go undefeated, and hey, it's up to you at this point, Pat Kraft, but if you want to go undefeated, I mean, there's only one coach out there that I'm aware of that's under consideration that has never lost a game he has coached. So, those are just the facts.
Incredible.
Kids.
Wow.
I coached the round football kids, 5th and 6th graders, way back, as in like about 1972 or so, 71, maybe even prior to that.
Ooh.
And I coached 5th and 6th grade soccer. And I only need to tell you one thing about my team, and you'll figure out why we were never beaten in 2 years. My main player was Matt Suey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wonder whatever happened to him.
That would do it.
Anybody know whatever happened to that?
You mean he won a Super Bowl, that Matt Suey?
What?
Okay, that guy.
That guy. I got to tell you something. This is the God's truth. I had never, ever in my life met an athlete that age, you know, 10, 11-year-old kid, who actually had a physique. I mean, this kid was like a freaking piece of granite when he was like 9 years old. and what a nice kid. You know, I'm just much more privy to that information probably, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a much nicer guy than Matt Suey.
Piece of granite. Now, see, I was called a piece of something else when I was a kiddo. Granite. Boy, that sounds much better, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's another story for another day.
Okay.
Hey, we appreciate
you guys.
Y'all go ahead. ahead.
Get me a coach before it goes much longer here. I haven't slept but 9 hours a night since this happened. So
all we want for Christmas is a new head coach. A new head coach.
Before
a
Christmas.
New head coach.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much for the phone call this morning as we once again open up the phone lines here. We'll have a check of sports, by the way, coming up in our second segment this morning.
And we'll talk more about this coaching gig.
Uh-huh,
all right, we'll save that for a little later on, okay? Holy smokes, this is nuts. All right, let's see. What do we have here on a Wednesday morning?
First, I don't know. What do we have?
Well, first off, I mean, I'm not panicking, okay? I'm not panicking. But I am celebrating this week. Wear some other college's clothing week.
What? The Liberty Flames, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So I've got, this is the best hoodie I own. All right.
It is a good looking hoodie.
This is a genuine hoodie, not some knockoff you get in a gift shop. Okay.
No sorry, Bob.
And he's got good eyesight. Liberty Flames Hockey, it says. Liberty is university down in Virginia, where a number of years ago, my nephew John was a hockey player. He was a defenseman.
Is he number six?
And he was number six.
Hey, how did I know?
I'm going to say this right on my sleeve. All right. This is what the players wear, which, I don't know, I've always wondered. You go to a gift shop, like, for instance, all right, hockey season here. If you go to Pagula to watch a game, like a guy's game especially, and they have that little gift shop area there where you can buy clothing and stuff like that. Interestingly, they all have number 72, which is Gavin McKenna, okay, the new kid, if you will. I don't think that is stuff that Gavin actually would wear. I call it knockoff stuff. I don't know that for certain, but I've always felt that way. I've got a couple of other hoodies, but folks, it's not nearly as good as this one. It is warm.
Comfy.
The hood is really nice. All right. It pays to get either A, spend for legitimate merchandise, or B, know a player. In this case, I know a player. All right, he's long graduated. He's not playing anymore, but I love this. This is my favorite sweatshirt. It's cold. Now, we'll see. Not tonight, probably tomorrow night. Let's see if tomorrow night, and maybe in parts of the neighborhood, it might actually get down to 10 degrees.
Hey, now.
Tomorrow night. Going to be really cold.
Well, that's
right?
Not fun.
So get ready for that. Now,
I don't want to get ready for that.
I mean, 24 hours ago in our neighborhood, yeah, it wasn't great. As it turned out, okay, snowstorm, okay. Northern New England got it way worse than we did. Some folks up there got a foot of snow with strong winds. So you absolutely didn't want to be driving around like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, probably up in the Nova Scotia yesterday. It was really nasty. All right. Really, really bad. Came across this story here actually just this morning. Let's see. This is from, all right, if I can find a way to find the story. Where'd it go? Oh, I lost it. Hold on. No, this one. That's the one. The lowest recorded temperatures in every state. Now, this is from Business Insider. Now, Business Insider is one of these media outlets. They're content mills. They just crank out content like crazy. Okay, some of it's not bad. But this is a long story because they went state by state, 50 states, and the lowest recorded temperature in each state. Well, for Pennsylvania, the lowest... Should we play Quiz the Iron Head?
Oh, boy. Let's do it.
The lowest recorded temperature. You want to take a guess at the number? Lowest
minus 2,621 degrees.
I don't think it goes that low.
It was the end of the world as we know.
Well, that would be.
Well, yeah.
That would be the end.
Oh, it was a brutal, brutal.
Try again. Not quite so ridiculous.
Minus 100.
Oh, goodness, no.
Minus 80.
No, keep going. Not nearly that cold. Holy mackerel.
Minus 60.
No, keep going.
Minus 40.
Okay, now you're close. All right. Minus, according to this, minus 42 degrees. And this was in 1904, so a long time ago.
Those were the days.
Up in Smethport. Now, that's up in McKean County near Bradford. I used to work that neighborhood with my old job. Yeah, for whatever reason, McKean County is like the icebox of Pennsylvania. I'm not sure why. It just is. The coldest temperatures are always up there. Bradford, Smethport, Port Allegheny is nearby there. Kane. There are times in the winter up there it is really cold. So minus 42, according to this story, the lowest ever recorded temperature in Pennsylvania. Woo, minus 42, that's insane. All right, yesterday was Giving Tuesday. All right.
All right.
Maybe you gave to a charity or charities, which is great if you can do that. And last night I was just thinking, okay, let's see. Black Friday, whatever the official, local Saturday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. What is Wednesday? What is today? It's got to be something, I thought. So I looked it up, and sure enough, there is something for today. Now, it goes by two different names. It's either called Welcome Wednesday or Grateful Wednesday. And the idea is for the folks who gave yesterday on Giving Tuesday, Grateful Wednesday is supposed to be a day for those charities who got something to reach back out to those folks to say thank you. All right. So if you gave something yesterday, I mean, probably if you gave online yesterday, right, you get that automatic reply message. Thank you for replying. Thank you for your money. You know, blah, 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 blah. Let's see if maybe they do a further follow-up today for Grateful Wednesday. I don't think there's anything for tomorrow. Now, if you want to make something up, Mr. Ironhead, you go right ahead.
All right. Let me think about it.
Thorough Thursday or something like that. I don't know. Now, a lot of people have been shopping, all right, the last few days. What
Look
a surprise.
At you people shop.
All right. The numbers are starting to come out. According to one story, from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday, and that would be 5 days, 203 million Americans did some kind of shopping in that 5 year or 5 day period. 203 million, and apparently that they've only started tracking this stuff in the last like 10 years or so, and apparently that's the highest number ever. 203 million. And now for those of you that did, you never left your couch, all right, you did all your shopping online. According to this same story, 5 day period, again, Thanksgiving to Monday, online U.S. shoppers set a record, here we go, $44 billion of shopping done online in that 5 day period. So if that's you, hey, I don't know, pat yourself on the back or something. That's a record. All right, very nice. Did you see this announcement yesterday? I like this. I'm wondering how effective it's going to be. And, of course, it has his name on it. The Trump Accounts Program. Did you see this story yesterday? Now, this was part of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill from earlier this year. And the idea is, how can we help kids get off to a better start, I guess you would say. And so the idea here is, and it launched yesterday, so it's going to happen, U.S. citizen newborns, notice the U.S. citizen part, U.S. citizen newborns will get a one-time deposit of $1,000 from the government. Now, they won't just hand that to the family. Instead, that $1,000 will be put in a mutual fund or a stock index fund. And the idea is, hey, this is like, you know, a starter, and that $1,000 is in a stock index fund. And the idea is that over 18 years of time, again for a newborn, over 18 years of time, there will be tax-deferred growth on that money. And so by the time they graduate from high school, the kid, no matter their situation, is going to have some money in the bank to, I don't know, do something with. This one story says it could be aimed at education. That's obvious. Home buying. I don't know about that one. Business startups. Now, that would be interesting, all right? Trying to get more young people to, you know, start a business. If you know what a 529 plan is, all right, this is apparently a 530 plan. So it gets a different number. This is for U.S. children born between 2025 this year and 2028. Now, again, this is called the Trump Accounts Plan. 2028 is his last year as president. Okay, so it's only for like a 3 or 4 year period. Depending on who wins the next presidential election, will it be continued after 2028? Okay, you kind of figured that out. Now, what makes this work? First off, you can do the simple math. It's not that hard. Compound interest is great, but $1,000 with compound interest over a period of even 18 years is really not a lot of money. I can only imagine what the price of college is going to be 18 years from now. Now, I don't, Mr. Ironhead, I don't want to get too personal here. You got your little guy. He's, what, 10, right? 10 years
he
old?
He is 10.
Do I assume your wife and you are, like, trying to put some money away for him and so on?
We can assume that.
Good. Okay. Unfortunately, a lot of people still don't do that. And I'm not trying to be, an overbearing parent, but you should. And you gotta put some money away for the kid. Now, what would make this idea really work? All right, the government's putting $1,000 in for all these different kids. And then the rules are parents can kick in an extra up to $5,000 a year in this same account. Now, if they did that over the 18-year period, now we're talking some good money. I saw one story that claimed if somebody did that, and, of course, this is a stock index fund, so we assume the stock market is going to, you know, go okay and improve. And, I mean, somewhere in that 18 years it may crash, but then it always comes back up again, you know, all that sort of stuff. I saw one story that maybe if a parent's put in the full amount every year, that by the age of 18, maybe they might have $200,000 for the kid. Now, folks, that's good. All right. I don't know what things are going to be like 18 years from now, but to have $200,000 in the bank that you can use for various things for the kid, that's great. But the parents are going to have to kick in and help. Now, Michael and Susan Dell, all right, Dell Computers. All right. If you're familiar with those, in fact, where is it? It's in my bag. I've got a Dell computer in my bag right now. They've decided to kick in some money. Now, the Dells are rich, okay? Rich. They made their announcement yesterday. They're kicking in $6.25 billion of their own money, and they're going to give it out to complete strangers. They're going to give it out to upwards of 25 million children. Now, in this case, under the age of 10, so not just newborns, under the age of 10, from lower-income areas. And they're going to give $250 each. Now, again, $250 is like, you might think, okay, boring. But the idea is you got some other people saying, hey, we want to help let these kids get off to a good start. Now, parents, if you would kick in some money, it would actually be pretty good. I got a quote here from Dell. Quote, we know that when children have accounts like this, they're much more likely to graduate from high school, from college, buy a home, start a business, and less likely to be incarcerated. Got to put in that last part. Well, I guess we're going to start because the Dells are forking up their own money. And apparently they're talking to other philanthropists saying, hey, why don't you join us? In other words, really rich people. Hey, why don't you join us? Let's see where this whole effort goes. I mean, on the surface, it sounds great if it's used wisely. All right, and that means parents have to get involved, and that's the part where I get nervous.
Oh, boy.
All right, come on. And again, I'm not trying to preach here, but we've seen too many stories of kind of out-to-lunch parents who don't do a whole lot for their kids. Well, here's government and private action trying to help. Well, it's great, only if parents cooperate with the program. That could be the problem. And again, that sounds harsh, but I'm just sharing an opinion. All right, there we go. All right, let's take a break right here. All right, when we come back, we have our sports segment. We got, well, there was no high school action yesterday because of the snow out, but we got plenty of other things. Yes, we'll talk about the football coach later on. And we do have some other interesting political news and notes, so stay tuned for that and your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House, a delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College, so if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk on a Wednesday morning, right smack dab in the middle of the week. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up, but we take a check of the sports scene right here, right now. And, well, let's start with the Penn State coaching search, which continues today. Nittany Lions reportedly had been in talks, and oh boy, here we go. Looks like they found their guy. Just need to reach, you know, an agreement on exactly what the contract will look like, and then we get word yesterday that Kalani Sitake has reached a new long-term deal to remain as the head coach at Brigham Young University.
I'm shocked.
And so the search continues here at Penn State. And speculation, and it is just speculation now, seems to be centering on Brian Daboll, the fired head coach of the New York Giants, Ohio State offensive coordinator Brian Hartline, and Louisville head coach Jeff Brohm. Who knows? It's going to be very, very interesting to see where this thing ends up. Was listening to Two Pros and a Cup of Joe for a while this morning. LeVar Arrington is kind of in my camp of the, let's hold off on calling for Pat Kraft's head until we at least see who the head coach is and how this thing, plays out. But a lot of folks are very, very anxious. I think that is putting it mildly here in Nittany Nation. And again, today is National Signing Day. That is part of the angst. The question is, will Penn State sign any recruits today? It would seem a possibility, bordering on a likelihood, that Penn State will not sign
anybody,
a player on National Signing Day. You know, under James Franklin, Penn State consistently had a class that was in the top 15 neighborhood nationally. When you don't sign any players, that's going to drop you out of the top 100.
Yeah,
just pointing that out.
Yeah.
The most likely candidate still seems to be Jackson Ford, who is a great edge rusher. And several reports say that as of at least early this week, he was still seemingly pretty committed to the program, although apparently he did also take an official visit to Virginia Tech. And so we will see. Other than him, there's some other names out there. The quarterback for Nazareth, Peyton Falzone, possible as a Penn State commit, a couple of other names, but seems very unlikely Penn State will sign more than five. And again, it is not clear that Penn State will sign a player here on National Signing Day. So keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, Penn State is also still waiting to see where and against whom the Nittany Lions will be playing their bowl game. There is just a lot of uncertainty surrounding this program right now on, pretty much every front imaginable. Tony Rojas expressed the linebacker expressed some frustration about Terry Smith not being named, wondering why the search is continuing when, as he put it, we have our head coach upstairs here. I don't know. It's going to be a very interesting at least few days, maybe few weeks yet, for Nittany Nation here as Penn State still waiting to hear who the next head coach of the program will be. Meanwhile, the penultimate college football playoff rankings of the season, ladies and gentlemen, they have been released. Ohio State remains number one with Indiana number two. Those two undefeated teams will meet for the Big Ten Championship Saturday night in Indianapolis. Presumably, both will receive first round buys in the college football playoffs as top four seeds this season. Right now, the Buckeyes and the Hoosiers are followed by third place Georgia, which will face Alabama in the SEC championship game. You may remember Alabama beat Georgia earlier this season. Texas Tech is currently fourth. Texas Tech will play the aforementioned BYU in the Big 12 title game. Oregon is sitting there at number five.
Interesting.
So there is the possibility that three of the top four seeds will come from the Big Ten Conference. If Texas Tech loses its game to BYU, and especially if both Georgia and Texas Tech lose, it would pretty much be guaranteed that the Big Ten will have three of the top four seeds in this year's playoffs.
Wow.
Just very interesting. Ole Miss right now is sitting there at number six. Lane Kiffin will have them ready to go for the playoffs. They'll be dangerous.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what happened? What's this? They're going to be an interesting story. Texas A&M is seventh. Oklahoma, eighth. And then, again, it gets interesting here because Alabama is ninth. Notre Dame is 10th, BYU 11th, and Miami 12th going into the weekend. Texas is 13th, Vanderbilt 14th, and Utah 15th. A bunch of scenarios that could play out. One of the more intriguing ones to me is if Duke beats Virginia in the ACC championship game, there is a reasonably good chance that the ACC will not have a team in the playoff field here in 2025. And you could end up with, because it's the top five conference champions. Well, if Duke is the winner, they're not going to be ranked in the final top 25. And so, like a James Madison, there's some different scenarios that could play out here, but the ACC, if Duke wins that, the ACC may be left out of the college football playoffs here in 2025. Very interesting. Notre Dame is rooting like crazy for Texas Tech to take care of business here against BYU, because if BYU wins that game, Notre Dame may very well be on the outside looking in at the college football playoff field this year. A lot of interesting storylines heading into conference championship weekend here in college football. And as to Penn State's bowl, again, a lot of speculation out there. Most of it seems to be centering on either the Pinstripe Bowl or the Game Above Bowl, but nobody knows. The Rate Bowl is still in play. The Music City Bowl. We'll find out at least by Sunday evening, if not before. But a lot of intrigue there. All right, let's turn our attention to the Penn State men's basketball team. The Nittany Lions are now 8-1 on the season heading into Big Ten play. Penn State holding off Campbell last night at the Jordan Center, 87-76. Wasn't quite the cakewalk many were envisioning going into the game.
Nope.
But Penn State gets the win. Caden Mingo led the way with 21 points. He also had 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. It was not the sharpest Penn State has looked overall this season. Freddie DeLeon had 17 points. Even Jurich and Josh Reed each had 16 points for the Nittany Lions. Probably the key to the game last night, Campbell turned the ball over 17 times. Penn State turned it over 7. If you're looking for the stat that led to the result last night, that would probably be it. Big Ten opener for Penn State will be at 22nd-ranked Indiana next Tuesday night. That'd be a good win to get.
Well,
the road to open up the season.
I watched that game on TV last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it till they put a graphic up on the screen. Their first 5 Big Ten games are all against ranked opponents.
Yes.
Talk about a murderer's row.
Turns out the Big Ten is pretty good at hoops.
And football. How about that?
Go figure. Whoa. Also pretty good at women's volleyball. And the Big Ten Women's Volleyball Annual Honors were handed out yesterday. Penn State's Jillian Grimes has been named the Big Ten Libero of the Year. Grimes averaging 3.68 digs per set. And recognized as the best passer in the Big Ten from the libero spot. This, by the way, the first time the conference has named a libero of the year rather than a defensive player of the year. So congratulations, Jillian Grimes. You will forever be the first libero of the year in the Big Ten.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. Anytime you can be the first at anything. Also, Penn State's Kennedy Martin, she's pretty good. She joins Grimes as a first-team All-Big Ten selection. Pretty easy pick there. Martin led the conference and ranked second in the nation in both points per set at 6.22 and in kills per set with 5.42. Martin has been a first-team all-conference selection in each of her first three collegiate seasons. She had won all SEC honors the previous 2 years while she was at Florida. Penn State's Maggie Mendelson named a second-team all-Big Ten selection, and Addie Lyon, the setter, has been named the Nittany Lions Sportsmanship Award winner. Penn State getting ready to open up NCAA tournament play in Austin, Texas, Friday evening against South Florida. Caitlin McBean leads the Penn State women's soccer team's recognition from the United Soccer Coaches All-North Region team this season. McBean, a second-team honoree at forward. She led Penn State with 10 goals on the season. Sophomore defender Bella Iskew is a third-team All-Region selection, and senior forward Amelia White earned fourth-team All-Region honors. Ahead of a pivotal game at the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers made some off-field moves yesterday. Pittsburgh claiming wide receiver Adam Thielen off waivers from the Minnesota Vikings. That was at Thielen's request that he be waived by the Vikings. The Steelers, meanwhile, waiving cornerback Darius Slay, and the Steelers also took Asante Samuel Jr. off of the practice squad and put him on the active roster. Critical game coming up for the Steelers against the Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday afternoon. I'm pretty good. I can pick up on just some subtle vibes. I think there are a few folks that aren't altogether thrilled with Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh right now. It's kind of reading between the lines of fire him now and you suck. I'm starting to pick up on this subtle indication that some fans are not altogether thrilled with the season being put together, and really the last 7-8 seasons put together by Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. So look for those calls to get louder if the Steelers lose to the Ravens on the road Sunday afternoon. Philadelphia Flyers will host the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Penguins will be back in action tomorrow night at Tampa Bay. Tonight's Flyers-Sabres game will get underway at 7:30. And the 76ers beat the Wizards 121-102 last night. Tyrese Maxey again leading the way for Philadelphia with 35 points in last night's victory. The Sixers are now 11-9 on the season. All that right. Is a little something we like to call sports.
All right, we'll take a break in a moment. I'll save my Penn State stuff for after.
All right.
But one of, you know, the Steelers, oh, this is hilarious. this is getting more crazy. This from PennLive.com. Big Ben Roethlisberger. All right.
He used to play quarterback for Pittsburgh. Little-known fact.
He was pretty good. Uh-huh. Yeah. He has a podcast. Goodness, everybody seems to have
a podcast
these days. The headline of this, okay, here's the headline of the Penn Live story. Big Ben thinks Mike Tomlin needs to leave Steelers for a fresh start and go to Penn State.
There you go. Let's do it.
Here we go. Here we go. I see this story. I was like, oh, my God. Another one? Holy frick.
Grasping at straws.
He just, you know, here's a quote. Maybe it's a clean house time, and I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him, too. Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. I have a lot of respect. Maybe it's a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, go be Penn State's head coach.
There you go.
Now, this is a quote. Do you know what he would do at Penn State? He would probably go win national championships because he's a great recruiter. That's That's from Ben Roethlisberger.
Let's make that happen.
So if Pat Kratz's office is listening, that's in Baltimore Sunday, right?
It is.
Game's on. You might want to go down to what's that M&T Stadium and just do some scouting or something for Mike Tomlin. It's like anybody else want to line up? This is getting out of hand.
It'll be weird seeing Terry Smith as head coach of the Steelers, though. Well, won't it? Are you with me? Is that going to be a little weird?
Let's take our break. All right.
Real quickly, before we do, I neglected to mention some of the Big Ten, other Big Ten basketball scores last night. Michigan State looked really good. 71-52 win over Iowa. I think that Spartans team is special this year. Top-ranked Purdue rolling over Rutgers on the road, 81-65. The final there, USC beat Oregon, 82-77. And a couple of other basketball scores from last night. Syracuse knocked off Tennessee. Volunteers were ranked 13th, 62-60. The final there. Duke edged Florida 67-66. That was a wild game. And North Carolina beat Kentucky, a couple of up-and-coming basketball programs. UNC wins it 67-64 yesterday, and UConn held off Kansas 61-56. All right.
I watched the Penn State game on TV last night.
Yeah.
Penn State Campbell, the fighting soup cans.
Mm-hmm.
All right. By the way, they're the fighting camels.
They are.
I think fighting soup cans might be a better... Just a thought. I was never comfortable that game.
No, it was not.
It's like, come on, put these guys away. Put these guys away. And they couldn't put these guys away.
I think
the lead in the second half got up to, it was either 14 or 16, one of those two. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. Now they're going to slam the door. And here comes the fighting soup cans. And they're making threes and looking sharp. And I'm thinking, okay, they're doing some slicing and dicing here, and they're going into these next five games against five ranked opponents. So the question is, this team's still got some things to figure out, some growing up to do, and all that
for
sort
sure.
of thing.
No, that's a work in progress.
I mean, they had three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior as their starters last night.
It's the second straight game.
Now, if you're a Penn State fan, and they go into this next five games and get hammered, you really shouldn't be surprised. Now, we don't want that to happen, okay? But they're going up against some really good teams here in the next, what would it be, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is. I'm just like, come on, put the fighting soup cans away. Come on, recycle those soup cans. It really didn't happen last night. I'm like, this is the one where it needed to happen. So I'm a little nervous as they go into these Big Ten games, like, boy, okay. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, open line time. Yep, football coach. Yep, we'll squeeze in some politics. I was going to talk about health care reform, and I've got my evidence right here. All right, so if we have time for that, and your calls and some other things. So stay tuned. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Some open phone time here at 814-954-7266. If you want to weigh in on the Penn State coaching search or absolutely any doggone thing you'd like, 814-954-7266.
3 weeks to Christmas Eve.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
3 weeks until the Ironhead actually starts his shopping.
That is correct. Christmas shopping season is coming up just around the corner here, kids.
I've got a story I'll share after our call here. Maybe you'll hit this in 3 weeks.
Not too early to start making those lists of, you know, possible
good
gift
idea.
Opportunities. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Chuck O.
Chuck O. How are you?
Hey, I was out early this morning doing some Ubering around, and I got a person in the bus. His name is Dan Balamont. Do you know that name?
I know Dan very well. Yes, indeed.
And he wanted to send his hellos to you. I know I looked him up. He's a head assistant coach at Hofstra. That's down on Long Island near New York City.
Yep.
But anyway, he's looking good. He got out of the car and he didn't have a coat on, and he looked pretty muscular. anyway, he said to say hi. That's all I've got today.
Well, thank you. All appreciate the phone call. And
is he available?
The greetings.
I mean, geez, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, real quick, quick aside yesterday. We had the snowstorm yesterday. Now, maybe you'll get lucky and you'll hit this. Okay.
Okay.
So I leave the studio early yesterday. I'm thinking, all right, I got things to do. I'm going to do it at home. So as soon as the show was over, I left yesterday. But on the way, I stopped at Sam's Club because my car was running out of gas.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it was yesterday morning. Remember the weather yesterday morning?
I remember. It wasn't altogether great.
No, it wasn't good. I pull into the Sam's Club gas station area.
Uh-huh.
Nobody there. And I'm looking around. The only guy there was the attendant guy. And I'm looking around. I'm like, this is great. I'm the only one here. He's like, yeah, nobody's here yet. And it's like, where'd everybody go? It's like, hey, this is a perfect time to go shopping.
There you go.
That's when you need to do your Christmas shopping.
Ah.
See? That's when you need to do it. All right, so the next snowstorm, whenever that is,
all right,
snowstorm, like not flurries, okay,
uh-huh,
that's when you got to say to the wife, I'm going shopping, and just be careful and go out there and shop.
Very clever.
Perfect. There he goes. Let's take a call.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, guys. It's Meeting Guy.
Good morning, Meeting Guy.
Okay.
Hey, just a quick one on question for the field is, does Pat Kraft actually survive this? I don't know what you call it, but it certainly isn't a well-planned-out execution of a plan.
The only problem is we don't know that. Now, I've seen multiple stories that says, and does the reporter know? Probably not. They're surmising that Kraft has had somebody in mind all along, but they're probably on a playoff team, and
yep,
so you got to wait. They're not going to do a Lane Kiffin here. You got to wait for this person, but we're not going to say who it is. Now, again, that's surmising. We don't know. Now, eventually we will know, but right now we just don't know if this is craziness or if this is patience. I don't know. You go ahead.
Here we sit on National Signing Day, and I know that these kids can walk over during Transfer Portal Day. I get that. But there's just nothing about this whole search, especially when I look at everything else that that looks like a well-thought-out plan. I think he had some targets when he fired Franklin, and they weren't realistic targets, like Kalen DeBoer or what have you. They were never going to be realistic. And we're now, I mean, the one that stuns me the most is Bob Chesney going to UCLA. I can't explain that at all. It just seems like now we're picking the bottom of the barrel. Frankly, he's going to wind up with Terry. And if he winds up with Terry, I don't know how, because I don't even think Terry likes it. I bet you Terry doesn't like him now. I don't know how, like I said, at this point, I don't know how, he's an outsider, he came from outside. To be honest with you, the thing that also bothers me is the way this has played out. national championships are great, but the reality is, in my mind, is he's rolling the dice with our local economy, and I don't like that. So,
well, I tell you what. Now, that last thought is, you know, our friends from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, we have them on a regular basis because they're one of our sponsors. And we've kind of chatted kind of off the air a little bit about that. Like, are you guys a little nervous? And I won't say they're not coming out saying they're nervous, but obviously they're watching this. Now, that's from a tourism aspect, okay? If you go to, I don't know, CBICC and ask those folks, hey, how are you feeling right now? They might be like, they might be a little nervous. Rolling the dice, yeah, because, but my thought, meeting guy, is when next season comes, Beaver Stadium, A, is going to be open. B, it's going to fill up. C, it's going to have 100,000 or more people in it. For the time being, people are going to keep showing up, which means they're buying tickets, paying $100 for a parking space, buying meals, going to hotels. It's going to be the same stuff. Now, if this is long term, like more than a year, okay, then maybe,
Go ahead. I agree. 2026 isn't going to fall off a cliff, but we could fall into a, this could, the way this is playing out could set this program back far worse than the Sandusky scandal is. And I look at, besides Chesney making no sense to me, how come Michigan State can fire and hire a coach in the same day? How can Kentucky fire and hire the same a coach in the same day?
Ole Miss had its coach within minutes.
I keep trying to give the benefit of the doubt that there's a master plan here, but I see no evidence in my mind that there's a master, that there's ever been a master plan here, other than I'm going to go get Kalen DeBoer or Lincoln Riley or someone like that. And they never were realistic targets to begin with in the first place.
Yeah, I would agree. The evidence right now points to what you're saying. I'm willing to at least let's wait and see how this plays out, who the coach is, and then how that starts to play out. But I am with you that I think it is a legitimate concern. And I will not be surprised if the next few years are rougher in terms of the on-field product than what Penn State saw in the wake of the Sandusky scandal. I do think that is a legitimate concern. Now, whether or not it plays out that way, I want to wait and see who the coach is and kind of what the game plan is for that coach. But, yeah, is Pat Kraft right now feeling the heat? You bet. He knows that this decision, whenever it comes and whoever it is, this decision is the defining moment of his Penn State time. And, if he ends up getting it right, and getting it right will be 3 years from now, Penn State's in the playoffs and looking like a legit contender, then, man, everybody's going to have to tip their cap and say, hey, ultimately, job well done. And if Penn State is not, regardless of the name and the splash and any of that, if 3 years from now we're looking back and, well, this is the fourth straight year now, Penn State's not in the playoffs, yeah, it's going to be looked at as the most crucial decision that Pat Kraft had to make. He whiffed on.
And I guess what I will also say is, if he winds up with Terry Smith, which, by the way, I'd be happy with. If he winds up with Terry Smith, if I'm administration, I'd say, well, I could have done that, Pat. And how much money am I paying? How much money am I paying you?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I also think, I mean, it is clear now that if it is Terry Smith, and I'm with you, I'm perfectly okay with that, and I think there is at least a chance, and I think maybe a good chance, that Terry Smith does get the program to that next level. Very debatable, and I will tell you I have a lot of friends that do not share my sentiment on that. But the issue now is it would be clear, I think, that if Terry Smith is named, that this is kind of an admission by Pat Kraft that he couldn't get whoever it is that he wanted. If Terry Smith was the guy, and hey, you know, after all of this, I recognize that we had the guy in the building. That announcement would have been made at the latest on this past Sunday. So
right.
Now if he's named, I'm with you. I think if I'm Terry Smith, I'm a little miffed. I'm probably still taking it, probably still excited. But it's like, all right, yeah, clearly they're kind of doing this reluctantly, is my read on it.
I would actually say to the Board of Trustees, I will do this job as long as that guy is no longer here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the relationship there is. I doubt that Terry Smith doesn't strike me as an ultimatum kind of guy and along those lines. But the heat is on. There's no question. Pat Kraft right now, there are a lot of people that are very dissatisfied with the process. Now, I'm holding out hope that, you know, when the announcement is made, you know, maybe it is a big enough name, or more importantly, a guy that has a good enough plan that it's like, all right, you know what, that ended up being worth the wait. But right now, I'm with you. The evidence is not pointing toward that being what's going to happen here.
And in the meantime, it's great entertainment.
That it is.
Oh,
it has provided.
Oh, talk show hosts are applauding.
Well, talk show hosts, but even just the everyday conversation, man, it's like, I think this person. Oh, they blew it with that person. I'm with you on the Bob Chesney stuff too. I think Chesney, boy, he just seemed like a really good fit here.
I even went to like find out, like, did his wife go? So is his wife from California? Is that why? And no, she went to Westchester University, so she's not from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're Pennsylvania folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Well, hey, have a good day.
Nope, thank you. Appreciate the thoughts, and I don't disagree with the perception right now. I guess I'm still holding out hope, and I want to see when the announcement is actually made. You know, again, maybe, just maybe, everybody be like, all right, well, now I get it. Or maybe, just maybe, everybody's going, okay, this is what we thought was happening. Whoever it is, as the next head coach, again, what I would urge is get behind that person. It's not going to do you or this community any good to, you know, hey, we're letting you know from the outset, we don't believe in you and we're not happy. That's just stupid. You're sabotaging your own program at that point. But, you know, rally, hope for the best, and yes, keep a wary eye and understand that, again, there is no question this hire and this hire alone is going to define Pat Kraft's legacy here at Penn State. And with each passing day, the import of getting this hire right grows. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I got to disagree with that, because with each day, I'm thinking we're getting down to the bottom of the barrel, and I'd say stay with Terry. And that gets me to why I'm calling. This dividing the pride ain't good. So Terry does end up, you know, maybe is second fiddle. But he always was second fiddle. This is his opportunity. This will be what they call that, an interim period, you know, if he gets the job. And I think he will do well. And it can't be him against Pat Kraft. I mean, I would like to think that people have to understand, this ain't a personality game. These people are hired to do certain jobs, but they got some pretty big bosses above them. And I think that's obvious when you look at how the Board of Trustees has, how they've operated in the past few years. They've shut people down, and you can't even question. So obviously, it's not a democratic process anymore. There's got to be some big, I don't know, they're probably not even people. They're probably corporations that have investments and have a very strong say-so in matters. So I wouldn't make this personal between Terry and Kraft.
All right.
My guess is, on a personal level, they and it's a guess, but I think they probably have a pretty good relationship, and I think if ultimately Terry Smith is the choice. Again, I think there will be some recognition here of kind of how this came about. That being said, I think Pat Kraft understands the significance here of putting out a really good, dare I say, elite product. And so I think he's going to do everything he can to support whoever the coach is. And if it is Terry Smith, I do think they'll be pulling in the same direction in terms of, all right, this is what we need to make this thing a viable championship contender. And then let the chips fall where they may.
I guess I'm kind of on board with what you said yesterday, the day before. I lose track when I shovel snow.
Me too.
But the thing is, I mean, if you just look at the odds, you know, you're only going to have, you got 30 teams in the contention any given year. And over a course of 5 to 10 years, what's the longevity of any of these top 10-5 coaches?
Yep.
Are we going to give them 4 or 5 years? And so the odds are stacked even against the best of the coaches.
No question. Goon and I were talking about that yesterday. Lane Kiffin, again, could he go win a national title within the next couple of years? Sure, that could happen. But if you're laying odds right now with what Georgia has going, with what Alabama has going, with Ohio State, with, like, you know, USC looks like, I mean, Lincoln Riley's bringing in the top class. They look like they're on the brink of getting back into being one of the elite programs. Like, it is hard, man. Like, there's a reason that there's only one team that wins a championship. It is a really big challenge. Getting to the Final Four, just getting to the playoffs is not easy. And in this world, even more difficult because, again, now there are more players because more schools are finding, all right, hey, we just need that alumnus with deep pockets if it's the right alumnus. And so now all of a sudden, here's Indiana. Here's Texas Tech.
Perennial 5 or 6fanatic institutions, and you'll have the 1 or 2 institution driven by the friendly donation.
Yep.
But I guess I'm saying we should not lose sight of our strengths. So the fan base is important. The culture is important. But also, hey, are we just going to rely on the transfer portal like everybody else, or do we want to maintain this Mid-Atlantic area? Hey, if you're in the Mid-Atlantic, you're playing high school ball here, you've got to give Penn State consideration. But if we lose that culture, boy, seems to me recruiting just becomes that much harder going forward, irregardless of the coach. So.
Yes and no, because now recruiting everywhere is national. And so I don't disagree that you want on your roster, you need a good number of those players, but what you really need is elite players from wherever you get them.
By definition, the elite are what percentage of your 100 roster? The guys they're going to make up the rank and file. There's still going to be that Mid-Atlantic base, and hopefully they'll coalesce around the leadership, which I guess will reflect in the money that top 5, 10, 15 players are offered.
Yep.
But, I don't know. I think it's very cultural. Within the locker room and maintaining the Mid-Atlantic, looking to Penn State as a traditional great school to play for. So, there's more than just one ball up in the air. It's more than just the coach.
For sure.
Yes.
There's a whole lot going on. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to open the line back up, but appreciate it. And, yep, if you want to weigh in this morning, we're all ears.
We got to take a break, though.
Well, right, we do now. Have to do that.
All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We're rolling. We'll keep on rolling when we come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox in College.
It's Let's Talk on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Once again, the phone line is open and available for your use. 814-954-7266. Where, oh where, can Penn State find a head football coach?
Where, oh where, are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? Remember that old song from Hee-Haw?
Mm-hmm.
I searched the world over, and I thought I found true love. You met another, and you was gone. That kind of fits.
Feels like it does.
Although, okay, hold on.
All right.
Now, again, everybody in the Runkle now has some kind of, I mean, nationally, has some kind of comment on this.
Oh, yes.
Including allegedly smart people. Now, notice the word allegedly.
Hmm.
All right, you got Mike Greenberg. He's on ESPN. Greeny on ESPN.
Uh-huh.
His comment yesterday. Now, this was in an ex-Twitter post.
Yeah.
All right. Quote, "The lesson of what appears to be a disaster at Penn State is simple. Don't react emotionally in times of trouble and make decisions that you don't know where they may lead, because right now James Franklin would be their best option." And my thought for Greeny is, buddy, you have no idea what you're talking about. Zippo. Now, you're a national talking head, so you're allowed to be a national talking head.
Yeah.
Okay? Penn State was dead in mid-October when they lost two games badly against teams they were supposed to pummel. Penn State was dead in the water right there in the middle of October. Something needed to change. It got changed.
Yeah, I still don't really understand exactly what all happened there, but the dynamics with James Franklin as head coach, something happened, and I've talked to enough people around it, and nobody really has a clear explanation of what happened, but there seems to be growing consensus with those close to the program that, yeah, that it was not a situation that was going to be repaired, meaning that the locker room and the effort needed across the board was not going to be given this season. And once you lose that for a season, it is darn near impossible to regain that. And so I had more concerns in the moment about the firing, actually, than I do now, even with the way the coaching search has played out. For whatever reason, I don't think it was a reason. I think there were multiple things going on. I think one of the things was there was some, I'll call it pettiness, but there was some jealousy within the locker room of some of the financial agreements that some of the players had reached, and I think it left some miffed, and I think there were some fractions that took different sides on different things. And I don't think it was like openly like, hey, I'm on your side and we're going to go after you guys. Like, it wasn't that. I think there was, I'm not happy that guy's, whether it was verbally expressed or not, I think there was some of that going on. I also do think the contractual request clearly, I think, played into this. I'm not sure James Franklin was altogether happy or had been for a while with just this area and living here and what all may or may not have contributed to that. Again, different people are saying different things. I don't know. But it wasn't working. Whether or not Pat Kraft, I think ultimately, Goon has been saying this really from day one. That move had to be made because it had soured quickly, but it had soured to such a point that it wasn't, it was an irreparable situation. So if you buy that, Goon has made the comparison, even with like Mike Tomlin now with the Steelers, like the Andy Reid era at Philadelphia, just the message had gone stale in the locker room. It wasn't that Andy Reid isn't a great coach. It wasn't that the Eagles were a bad franchise. It just, that particular marriage wasn't working. And Andy Reid went out and had wild success, and the Philadelphia Eagles had wild success with a couple of successors to Andy Reid, and so it worked out beautifully, and that's what you hope can happen moving forward here with Penn State. I think very few Penn Staters anyway. I'm sure there are some out there, but I think most, I don't wish James Franklin any ill will. Hope things do go well for him at Virginia Tech. And listen, if at some point he wins a national title with Virginia Tech, man, kudos. Good job. Congratulations. Hopefully Penn State finds a head coach that can lead it to a national title here sometime in the relatively near future. And that would be cool. And I want to see how things play out with the Steelers this season, but it may be that the Steelers are reaching that point with Mike Tomlin as well. There's very few people that don't recognize that, yeah, Mike Tomlin's a great coach, but might that message be wearing stale for whatever reason with the Steelers right now? I also think the Steelers are just age is catching up in several spots to me with just the physical abilities. That's another story for another day. But on the Penn State front, I do think it's possible that Pat Kraft did have a game plan in mind. Hey, we got to make this move. I'm seeing what's happening in the locker room. I'm seeing what feels like just disengagement by our head coach. You can't have a head coach who's disengaged. And it did feel like, again, maybe for a multitude of reasons, that it just, man, it was lost. James Franklin and Penn State were lost. So you made the move. Maybe you had a plan. It's like, all right, here we go. And, yeah, it's possible that plan, yeah, it's not working out. This person that I thought for sure would be interested isn't interested. Or, and again, I'll admit this is my best-case scenario. I'm not necessarily buying into it, but it's my hope at this point is maybe, just maybe, the plan was, hey, I'm going to go after and I'll just throw in a name out there, ridicule me all you want, but man, Marcus Freeman's got to be our guy. And Marcus gets back through his agent and says, yeah, you know what, I'm really interested. I want to sit down. Let's talk about this. I think we can make this happen. But I got to get through this season. I got to be focused on my team. That is the best case scenario. And I'm picking Freeman. I mean, it could be Kalen DeBoer. It could be any number of coaches. But that is the hope, I think, now. Now, I think it is unlikely in part because if that was the case, why would you be reaching out to Satake at this point of the process? That doesn't make a lot of sense, and I will grant you that. So that's why I'm saying that's my best case scenario that I don't really buy. But both things could be true, that a change had to be made and that, yep, this thing hasn't been handled as well as one would have hoped. But again, I don't know what all has gone on, and none of us do with the discussions. Like, the Bob Chesney thing, again, to me, outside looking in, whew, that guy wins wherever he's at. I think the connections to Pennsylvania, this area, it's like, man, that just feels like a really good fit. What I don't know is, again, maybe they got together and in the discussions, it's like, this guy doesn't understand the importance of X part of the, and I don't know, I'm not, none of us do, but I'm just saying it is possible that there were some red flags in the meeting with Pat Kraft, or is this possible? Yeah, Chesney said, I'd rather go out and live life in the L.A. area, and I'm just not interested in Penn State. I mean, that's possible. I have no idea. None of us have any idea on the way this has played out. And I am also genuinely curious whether we will get more information or not. I think it's probably more likely that we won't get a lot of information about how this process actually all played out. But I'd be really curious to know, like, who all was really considered, where were the serious discussions, and what led to the ultimate, yeah, thanks but no thanks, either by Pat Kraft or by the coaches with the various prospects that are out there. But I'm still willing to, let's wait and see who the hire is, what the game plan is, and then, yes, I think it is then fair to, I don't think this was good at all, or, you know what? At the end of the day, I think they got this right, and that'll be the initial reaction, and then that'll die down, and then the next 3 years are going to play out however they're going to play out. And then we're going to be able to make an honest assessment about, okay, you know what? Boy, that process was screwy, and wow, did that take a long time. And I wasn't happy about the announcement when it was made, but here we are, 11-1 Nittany Lions, Big Ten champions, and into the Final Four. I got to say that worked out. Or Here we are, third straight season of being a 500 football program. Good God, was this a disaster. And none of us have any idea right at the moment how it's going to play out. But, yeah, on National Signing Day, when you think you might get two or three guys to sign and you're expected to be a Big Ten power, it's concerning. Yeah, that's concerning.
Oh, boy. I'm getting all choked up here.
Uh-huh. I mean, you're not the only one.
So many directions to go in.
Yep.
Now, you were the guy last hour. You said there's a possibility that Notre Dame does not make the playoff, right?
There is that possibility.
All right. I remember when Brian Kelly left Notre Dame for LSU. Now, that didn't work out at LSU. They just fired
him.
No,
it didn't.
All right. But everybody's like, why would you leave Notre Dame for LSU? Because LSU, down south at least, is a marquee program. Again, Marcus Freeman's a universally respected coach, and he played. You know, he's coaching. He did not play at Notre Dame. He played at Ohio State,
and
he's looking over at the Big Ten, seeing number one Ohio State, number two Indiana, number five Oregon. All these big business deals that the Big Ten, SEC, whatever, are dealing. Notre Dame is Notre Dame. They got NBC, the Notre Dame Broadcasting Company. But you know, beyond that, it's like, maybe that job isn't what it used to be. And boy, the Big Ten is really cooking right now. Maybe. See, you could surmise yourself crazy here.
Sure, you could.
I mean, you could. And some people are doing that. We will know after this weekend if the Fighting Irish are in the playoff, because a bunch of games have to be played. They're done. They're not playing anything. All right. And so, could it be? Again, there's some people floating this idea. Kraft's had somebody in mind all along, but he's going to have to wait until the season is over, like this weekend, to tap his guy. Certainly, if he has half a brain, and I think Pat Kraft has more than half a brain, he's been in contact with so-and-so or his agent for quite some time now. But no, you don't want to talk about it because that would get folks all riled up. The Lane Kiffin situation is the extreme rarity. When you get up and leave, knowing full well, pretty sure that your team's in the playoff in a couple of weeks or whatever, that just doesn't happen. So, you know, the folks down in Mississippi are probably still stunned that Kiffin actually did this. Yes, he did. All right. I really liked your Andy Reid analogy. That was a good analogy. Yeah, Andy Reid at the Eagles had success, but this isn't going anywhere anymore. And so he leaves, goes to Kansas City, wins Super Bowls. All right, good for Andy Reid. The Eagles, meanwhile, kind of rebuild. Now they've won a couple of Super Bowls
over the last different coaches,
number of years.
Doug Peterson and then Nick Sirianni. Yep.
All right, that worked.
By the way, how many Eagles fans, just to go to the import of the initial reaction to the hire, I don't know. I have enough friends that are diehard Eagles fans. Like Nick Sirianni's opening press conference, I think it would be fair to say Eagles fans did not come away thinking, "Woo-hoo-hoo, baby, we got our Super Bowl coach." They were like, what kind of a moron did we just, what happened here? Why would we? And then, worked out pretty darn good.
How about that?
So I'm also not, I'm not going to get overly, I'm going to react because everybody, you know, we're going to have our reaction to whoever it is, good or bad. And again, the initial first impressions aren't always accurate. Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. And so, again, we're all going to have that first reaction, me included. And it's like, all right, man, I'm excited about this guy, actually. I think this could really work. Or, boy, this is a head scratcher. I don't. What is Pat Kraft doing? Regardless, again, we've had situations where coaches come in with a bunch of fanfare and, oh, man, this is going to be awesome, and then it's not. And we've had plenty of situations like Nick Sirianni where that initial, you know, Dan Campbell with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
it's hard to imagine a worse opening press conference in terms of the first impression. And it's like, okay, we just hired a lunatic, and we're losing the organization. This is now they haven't won a Super Bowl yet. I get that, and you know, we'll see how it ultimately plays out. But I think you'd be hard pressed to say Dan Campbell hasn't had a successful tenure here as a head coach of the Lions. So again, I'm also I will react, and I'll think, oh boy, this is really good, or this is really not good. But our initial reaction may also be wrong either way, because you have to see how all of this plays out. And it's not going to be in that first year. You might get some indication in the first year, okay, yeah, maybe this could work, or yeah, I really don't think it will. But it's going to be over a 2, 3, maybe even 4 year period that all right, you know what? This is really starting to come together. And man, it turns out this was a really good hire. Or, again, maybe you get excited initially, and then it's a couple of years in, and you're like, this isn't looking like I was thinking it would look. And, again, there's plenty of examples of both across the board. It is just hard to hit it right. And in this era where money is a big factor, make no mistake. And Penn State is going to be in the ball game here on the money front. But make no mistake, that is a factor here in terms of attracting the talent out of high school, in terms of attracting the talent from other schools, all of that. That is part of the equation. And there's just a lot of folks that are pouring a lot of money into a lot of programs right now. So that in and of itself, wow, we've never seen Penn State spend this kind of money, right? You've also not seen Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Indiana. I mean, USC, like that, there's a whole lot of schools that are doing the exact same thing to varying degrees. And again, there's only 12 teams in the playoffs each year. There's only 4 that get to the Final Four each year. Only 1 that wins a national title. You can do everything right and still not be, well, I wanted a national championship. Yeah, you and 30 other programs. And you might not hit.
One thought before we take a break. I think we all have this assumption that when somebody leaves a job or gets fired and takes this job over here now, that, okay, they're just going to do what they did before. So if it's a football coach that gets canned, even in business, just in business, somebody has a job over here,
yep,
and it's just not working. And either they get fired or they leave. Like, I need to get out of here. And they go and take this job now over here. If they just go to job B and do the exact same thing they did with job A, guess what? They're going to have the same result at job B. So, you know, down in Virginia, oh, they're all wound up about James Franklin. Okay, great. This is my opinion, all right? If Franklin goes to the Hokies, which he is there, and does pretty much everything he did when he was here at Penn State, he's not going to win any national championships down there. You need to do better. I'm no Andy Reid expert, not an Eagles fan, okay? But I have to believe that when Andy Reid left the Eagles, I mean, that hurt. He's like, oh, man, this is Andy Reid. You can't let him go. And he goes to Kansas City. I have to believe he decided, I got to do some things differently. I need to change this. I need to do better at that. And clearly, something happened. He's had tremendous success in Kansas City, okay? So, you know, all the folks there, I see all these social media clips. James Franklin's got glowing red eyes, and he's got his Virginia Tech gear on, and they're all excited. We all know, this is an opinion again, James Franklin was not a good field coach. He was not a good field coach. We saw it year after year after year. Now, to his benefit, if he goes to Virginia Tech and realizes, okay, I got to do some things better. I need to be a better field coach because that's what cost me in my last job. I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this differently. Yes, maybe a little less rah-rah and more on the field. Then maybe he'll go and he'll have great success. And we should all applaud. Great. That's wonderful. Okay. So, I guess, Penn State's coach is right across town. He's sitting there waiting to go. Unless, again, now again, we're going to conspiracy theory land, our favorite theme park. It's Marcus Freeman, and they're waiting until after this weekend.
I just threw his name out, by the way.
That's actually a good name.
It's a very good name. And the other complicating factor there is there is some speculation, whether or not there's anything to it, I have no idea. But there is some speculation that Ryan Day may be heading to the NFL after this season. And if, capital I, capital F, if that is the case, Marcus Freeman would seem like the most natural fit to take over for Ryan Day with the Buckeyes. Now, those are, again, all hypotheticals at this point.
And we're having fun with them.
Oh, boy, are we.
Lots of fun with them, aren't we, folks? Yes, we are. We got to take a break right here, all right? We still have open time. If you want to chime in on your own, that's fine. Hold off for that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And, yep, open phone time here. Who do you think should be the next Penn State head football coach or anything else? We can go in other directions if you so choose, but very few seem to want to choose. And I get it. It is, I mean, it really is fascinating. And whoever that next head coach is obviously has a huge responsibility, huge expectations, and pretty much their every move is going to be watched and analyzed, and it's like, oh, okay. So, you know, it's got to be somebody that wants the job. And as many have been pointing out, Terry Smith wants that job. Just saying.
And he's proven himself.
Yes. Now that we can, cause I have some friends that's like, getting a win over Michigan State and Nebraska and Rutgers and struggling to beat two of those teams. That's proving yourself. I think you're not being fair to the circumstances that Terry Smith was thrust into. Now this, again, everybody has their opinion. I get it. If you say on the surface, yes, the reason we need to hire this guy, man, look at that. He beat Michigan State, Nebraska at home on senior day, and Rutgers. I get it. And, well, I lost close to Indiana. Yeah, we just got rid of the last guy because he kept losing close to the big teams. Again, to me, circumstances matter. This was a locker room that was lost. I think that is pretty well established. And I think Terry Smith brought them back. And I think it's more the way they have gone about their business as much as the results. And I am among those that think with another, like a full year of, hey, I am the head coach. I now know what I need to do. I think it was a learning experience for Terry Smith week by week there. And I think he learned a lot. And I think he proved that he learned a lot in a short period of time. I think we'll continue to see that further demonstrated in the bowl game. And yeah, I am among those. Again, I'll support whoever ends up being the next head coach. But yeah, I think Terry Smith could very well be the guy to get them to the next level. Now, there is a contingent of Penn State fans. Give me a break. I love Terry Smith, good guy, but I mean, he's not a coach that's going to get you to the next level, Ironhead. If he was, he would have already been there. Maybe, maybe not. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Repeat. I think this is starting to prove out, Jeff, but what you and Scott and I and so many other people have agreed upon. This is really becoming to the forefront of this is all about NIL now. From this point on in college sports, it's NIL. It won't really much to the players themselves. Won't matter who the coach is, what the school is. It's where I can get money, and it's no longer an amateur sport.
I will agree it's no longer an amateur sport. I still do think the other stuff matters. Now, the money matters too, but I don't think it's just going to be, all right, well, where the highest paid opportunities are, that's where all the players are going to go. Now, there's going to be some people that, yes, that is going to be the difference maker. I still think, and if you just think it in real life, again, money is certainly a factor, but you have people all the time making decisions on what company they're going to go work for that take a little less money. Now, I'm not saying, you know, if you're comparing, man, I really like the culture at this place and I don't like the culture at this place, but the place I don't like the culture is paying me $500,000 a year and this place is paying me $70,000 a year. Yeah, okay, you might go work for the $500,000 even though you don't feel like this is really a great fit. But if it's, you know, the difference between $400,000 and $360,000, and it's like, yeah, but man, this place really feels like home, and there's other factors that come into play, again, you might be more likely to, I can take a little less money here. So, again, money is definitely a factor. I don't know that it is actually the factor that many seem to be fearing. That it is, but you got to be in the ballpark. I mean, like the Pirates aren't in the ballpark. The reason the Pirates don't re-sign free agents is, Pirates, maybe you have a great culture, maybe you don't, but you know, even if you did, again, give us the hometown discount. The hometown discount is, How many hundreds of thousands of dollars? Well, yeah, okay. I mean, then it's not. But if the Pirates were, you know, yeah, we're not going to give you the 10-year, $700,000 deal. But how about 10 years, $500,000, and we'll throw in these advertising opportunities. Again, you can play some games and make it at least more comparable. So, but money is definitely a factor here. I think Penn State's going to be competitive on the with the money. It's to me now about getting the right person to create that culture and to oversee the overall operation. And again, it's not just the head coach. We're all focused, including me, on the head coach. It is the whole operation, and the general manager, and everything we're hearing is that, yeah, that there's going to be a true GM, and that part of it has to use the James Franklin terminology, there has to be alignment there where the athletic director, the general manager, the head coach all have the same overall view and game plan for, all right, this is how we get to the finish line and win a national title while upholding, you know, whatever standards we still hold on to here at Penn State.
All right. I agree with all that. Maybe this story will get written at some point. It's probably too soon, but I would really like to know what's Old Main thinking right now. I'd like to. What are the vibes coming out of Old Main about all of this? If some intrepid reporter is listening, and come on, we know you're listening. Thank you very much. I just gave you a story angle, and maybe it's, you know, the journalism favorite, a person who elected to remain anonymous says this, that they get some comments like, what is Old Main nervous? Are they panicking? Are they, okay, we got a plan, we know what it is, we're just being patient, la la la. What is, because Old Main, all right, the athletic director's here, Old Main is up here. There are the folks allegedly in charge. I'd just be curious, what are they thinking there in that building today, this week? That would be an interesting story angle. Here's one more quickie before we take another break.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Wrestling. All right, you know all the wrestlers, obviously, great young men. Do they all have social media accounts? Is there some team rule about social media stuff?
There is not. I think most of them do. I'm not a social media person. I need to actually start doing that. It's I'm hurting myself on the job front. But, most of them, I think, have at least a social media account or two.
But there's no, like, team rules involving do this, don't do that, or something.
No, not specifically. Again, part of it is the you're establishing that trust with the coaches and athletes. Hey, we're trusting you to, like, make good judgments. We, you know you're representing your family, our program, yourself. You don't want to do something that's not reflecting all of that in a positive light. And part of that is kind of a trust.
These comments from Tony Rojas on X Twitter are interesting. I'm thinking, Tony, buddy, shut up. What are you doing, man? Maybe he feels he can just do it. I mean, he had a comment again yesterday. Quote, this just funny at this point. NGL, which stands for not gonna lie. And then LOL, I think we all know that one. We might go a whole season with no HC, head coach, when we clearly got a head coach right upstairs in the office, don't understand, and then a face plant emoji again.
Yep.
Now, that's not the first time Tony's done this.
Nope.
Okay. And, of course, other people are noticing, like, okay, personally, I agree with him. Yeah. If it's upstairs or across town, whatever, he's sitting right over there. All right, we got to take our last break here. We'll have a couple minutes. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Now, don't go anywhere. Oh, no. We got more. We will come back right after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
It is
beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That time of the year. As we roll through December, all we want for Christmas is a new head coach. It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Just a couple of minutes remaining. We're happy to hand it over to you if you want to chime in. 814-954-7266.
You need to write the whole song.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Do the whole lyrics.
Oh boy.
That
sounds like
come on.
Work.
Are you a songwriter? Can't you do that? Like, yeah. All right. Real quick. We got a busy show tomorrow. We have two guests. Yes, it is Christmas time. We're going to have a segment tomorrow. I have a guest from Belfont Victorian Christmas, which is a tremendous event. If you've never done that or been up that way before, it's great.
It's a tremendous event, even if you have done that before.
Well, okay, there you go. And also, Dr. John Affleck from Penn State is going to join us. Now, we've had him on before. He's with Belisario College of Communications and so on. I was watching a news blurb, I don't know, one day last week, and they were doing a story on this. We're going to stick with sports gambling, and all of these accusations flying around now about athletes and coaches and sports gambling and so on. And I'm watching this news story, and here's Dr. Affleck comes up on the screen, and he gives a comment about, you know, part of the story. I'm like, oh, I know him. And so I reached out to him the other day, and I'm like, hey, you want to swing over? Let's talk about it. He's like, sure. So we're going to have him for a half hour tomorrow morning talking about this. You know, we're debating all this other sports stuff. Folks, what makes me feel bad is I think we've only scratched the surface about this sports gambling stuff, and it's not good. We've already seen some stuff at different levels, And so I'll be curious to see what Dr. Affleck has to say about that. So we've got that. So we have a busy show tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Watch out for icy parking lots. Probably going to have those for the next couple of days.
Be careful out there.
We say have a great Wednesday.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox. Fox Sports.